Sech the Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel, the top of Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah spoke about a Ganav that's Bob Machteres, that his din is like a Roidif, and therefore you could kill him, and our Mishnah continues on that theme, and our Mishnah begins, Ve'elohein Shematzil Eisu B'Nafshon, and these are those that you could save them from performing an Avera, and you could kill them in order to make sure, and in order to prevent them from doing an Avera, and Ayin Rashi, Ve'elu Shematzil Eisun, and Rashi explains that the word Eisun is referring to saving a person from doing an avera, and Rashi continues, "Binafshon nitnul liharig l'chol adam kedei latzilim an avera u'mikroy nafki." And the Mishnah gives us three examples. Number one, hayreidif achaver l'hagai. If Reuven is running after Shimon in order to kill Shimon, and Levi can kill Reuven in order to make sure that Reuven doesn't do this terrible avera. And a bit later, we will see from Taisus that Taisus holds that not only is Levi allowed to kill Reuven, but there's a chiyuv for Levi to kill Reuven. And the Mishnah continues in number two, va'achar zocha. If Reuven is running after Shimon in order to perform Mishkav Zachar, then Levi could kill Reuven. And number three, Va'acha Nayim Rasa, if Reuven is running after Rachel, who's a Nayim Rasa, and he wants to be Mizana with her, then once again, Levi can kill Reuven in order to prevent him from doing this terrible Issa of being Mizana with a Nayim Rasa. And keep in mind that as we will see in a Brice in the Gemara, that although our Mishnah only mentioned two of the Rayas, and it mentioned a Zachar, and it mentioned someone running after a Nayim Rasa, however, this didn't would apply if someone's running after any of the Rayas that are Chayvi Mises Bezdin or Chayvi Krisis, and as Rashi will explain in our Gemara, that our Mishnah is not being Chaylik on that Braisa. The Mishnah continues that although we said there are certain Averis where someone is allowed to kill someone in order to prevent him from doing that Avera, Aval Aradif Acha Behema, but if Reuven is running after Behema in order to be Mizana, or Vamachal Shabbos, if Reuven is about to be Machal Shabbos, Va'iva Yishchavim, or if Reuven is about to serve Avedizara, Emitzil Isa Menashon, then Levi has no right to kill him. And Rashi points out the Kolshkein Shah Krisis and Mises Bezin Shein and Arias, and certainly in other cases of Krisis and Mises Bezin, which are not Arias, the Lenith Latzil Benafshai, Elmi Dovishu Erva, Viesh Bekolim Pagam, Lenirdov, Kagoyin Zachu Narim Rasa, that the only time that we said that you could kill someone that's about to do Avera is only when he's about to be Oiva on one of the Arias with his Kolin Upagam to the Nirdov and to the person that he's about to do Avera with. And as the Mishnah mentioned, a Zachar and Narim Rasa, however, although being Revea Behema is one of the Arias, but the Maisa is no Pagam and there's no calling Lenirdav, and therefore you can't kill Reuven in order to prevent him from doing that Issa. And certainly where Reuven wants to be Michal Shabbos, or where he's about to serve Avodah Zarah, where there's no second party and he's not hurting another party, then you cannot just kill Reuven and you have to give him Asra and then take him to Bezdin, and Bezdin will be Mechayev Hamisa. And Rashi continues and is bothered that the Maisa, the first case of a Mishnah was Haredav Acha Chaver Lahargoi, and the Maisa, that's not a case of an Erva. And why does the Mishnah tell us that it's nitin latzilim b'nafshay? And Rashi explains, umi reitzeach behedik sebei, as we will see in the Gemara. And Rashi continues, v'hai d'noka behima mishum d'dami al arayis, v'noka nami avidis k'chav mishum d'sakat achramina, teisi b'kav v'chayme k'il kamon, v'shabas nami teisi b'gzeir shava, as we will see in our Gemara. And therefore, there will be a greater havmina that may be nitin latzilim b'nafshay, kamash malon, that's not nitin latzilim b'nafshay. The Gemara begins and brings a braisa, tana rabbana, minayin l'roi d'vach chaver l'ho. That how do you know that if Reuven is running after Shimon in order to kill him, that Levi is allowed to kill Reuven? Talmud Lema, therefore, the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim tells us, Leiselech Rachel Ba'amecha, Leisamed Al Damrecha Ani Hashem. As Rashi explained, Leisamed Atzmecha Al Damoy El Atzilu, that you should not stand by on his blood, and instead you should make sure to save him. And Ayin Rashi in Parshas Kedoshim, Leisamed Al Damrecha, Luris Bimisasoi Va'at Yachel Atziloi. And the Gemara now continues and asks, the how can you tell me that this pasuk leisamed adam reicha is coming to teach us this limud? If we need this pasuk for a different din, as we learned in the brayso, that minayin l'reis chaver shu tovei abinar oichay gai rasai oilist in bayin love shu chayv latzilai. That how do you know if someone sees their friend that's drowning in a river, or a wild animal is dragging him, or list in a coming against this person, that you chayv to save him? Talmud lema leisamed adam reicha, and we don't necessarily see from this pasuk that you let a kill him, and we just see that you have to save your friend. And the Gemara responds that inachanami, that this is not the actual pasuk where we learned the din of roidav achaver lahagai shenitin latzilu b'nafshei ve'ela nitin latzilu b'nafshei minolan. And where do we have a makar that you're allowed to even kill someone in order to save your friend? Asti b'kal v'chema minayim rasa. We actually learned this from a kal v'chema from the din of nayim rasa. And let us recall that the pasukim b'negei nayim rasa state as follows: v'lenar leisasadava in lenar achit moves ki kashiyakim ishal re'eu ritzachi nefesh kena dava. And then the pasuk states, "Ki basod mitzah tzaok hanayim rasa ve'imay shi'ala." And as we will see a bit later on the Amid, that we will learn from Tanvei Rishmal, "Imay shi'ala hayesh mishi'ala b'chol davish yachla yishia," that the pasuk tells us that there was no one there to save her, and it's muchach that if someone was there, they would have a right to save her in any way possible. And our Gemara continues and brings the Kal v'chomer that manayim rasa shelo ba el lepeigma amr teira nitin latzila b'nafshei, that just like b'negei anayim rasa, where the person that's running after the Naim Rasa is only going to be pegging her, but the Maisa he won't kill her and she will still be alive. And even so, the Torah says, you're allowed to kill the person that's running after the Naim Rasa. So, and certainly, if someone's running after the friend in order to kill them, and that is certainly worse than Pagam, then certainly it's Nitin Latzilu Ben Avshai, and you're allowed to kill Ruvain, and Ayin Rashi Lepagma, Levaisha Lezalzula, and Ayin Taisis who's bothered, that how could we say that Ritzicha is more chomer than Naim Rasa? If we know the chiyah for Naim Rasa is skila, and the chiyah for killing someone is sayif, and therefore it's muchach that the issa of Naim Rasa is more chomer than the issa of Ritzicha, and l'chari, what was the habimir of the Gemara, and why would we have a kal v'chomer? And Ayin entices at the top of the Amid, v'in taima, hu begam chomer reitzech, sheze b'skila v'ze b'sayif, zok teises la perchi, d'hoch le kapik kra, isura, el ha-pegima, and the rai is, d'ha nevda b'avera, o she'im akpedes ha-pegama, e'im atzila isa bin afsha, k'nemuchach shmeitzin. And Taisus points out, as we explained, Upshita Diesh Pagam Godl bin Narag bin Banaram Rasa Shinansa. However, Taisus continues and is bothered, Vim Taima, Uminolanda Pagima Kaprachmana, Dilmai Sur Kapid, Mid Istrich Lamute, Ivavidchavim, Chal Shabbos Ubhema. And Taisus brings two Terutim. Number one, over country's Pirish Lakamon, that Pagima Kapid, Midigoli Behani, Vulei Baveris Achiris, Vayesh Lema, De Imashila Mashma, that Bushta Kapid Kra, Ayin Sham. However, Agamar now continues, that how can you tell me that the Makar for Roy Devach Chaver Lahagai is Nitin Latzilu Ben Avshai is based on a Kavachim from Narim Rasa, Michi Einshim and Adin? Certainly, we have a Klal that ain't Einshim and Adin, and therefore, certainly, you can't learn the Din of Matzil Isur Ben Avshan based on a Kavachimah. And Lacher, once again, we see that the Din of Matzil Isur Ben Avshan is almost like one of the Mises Bezdin, and the Dinim and the Klalim regarding Einshim would apply to this Din as well. And because of this question, the Gemara explained the Bei Rebbe Tana, that the Yeshiva Rebbe, they learned the Brisa, Hekeshu, that's not based on a Kal v'chomer, but instead it's based on a Hekesh, as B'negei Anayim Rasa, the Pasuk states, Ki kashi yokim ish al re'eu, Ritzachi nefesh, kein adav azeh, and the Gemara points out, V'chi malo madnim re'itzeach, and what are we learning from the din of re'itzeach to the din of Anayim Rasa? As Rashi states, V'chi malo madnim re'itzeach, kan lifter so'inis, the kom le'kra, in l'nara chit maves, ki kashi yokim ish, the mashma ki hechid hasam inis pata, hachi nami p'tura, and certainly there's no need to teach us that if someone is an inis, that they're going to be pata. And therefore, why does the Torah mention anything about Ritzicha? Therefore, the Gemara states, Me'ata reza balalameid v'nimsa lameid, that even though it would seem that the Torah is telling us to learn something from the din of Ritzicha to the din of Naim Rasa, but it turns out that we're actually learning something from the din of Naim Rasa to the din of Ritzicha, and the Torah is teaching us, Makash Ritzich l'Naim Rasa, that we should make a hekesh between the dinim of Ritzicha and the dinim of Naim Rasa. And since we know ein hekesh l'mechza, therefore we will learn dinim from Naim Rasa to Ritzicha, and we'll also learn dinim from Ritzicha to Naim Rasa, and Ma Naim Rasa Nitin Latzil Ben Avshai, after Ritzich Nitin Latzil Ben Avshai. And just like we previously mentioned, that if Reuven is running after Rachel, who's in Naim Rasa, that you can save Rachel by any means necessary, and you could even kill Reuven. So this Hekesh teaches us that the same applies B'nei Gei Ritzicha, and if Reuven is running after Shimon in order to kill him, then Levi has a right, and there's a mitzvah for Levi to kill Reuven. And Ayin Rashi, that just like we learned the din of Ritzicha from Naim Rasa, we also learn a din that's relevant to Naim Rasa from the din of Ritzicha. And as Rashi states, Vakati Yalfi Naim Ritzich, Shetaharg Valtaver Kittel Kamon, that is a din of Yarg Val Yava, just like B'negei Ritzicha, Umiyuhachale Sikta B'milse de Rebbe, the Agav Gura Asya, and therefore we don't bring the entire member of Rebbe, and we don't bring both Stadim of the Hekesh. And Ayin Rashi, Diva Maskel Hakeshahu, where Rashi is bothered that Lachay, we just stated a klal of Ein Einshim and Din, which generally tells us that in order to have an Einish, then her has to specify the Einish, and you can't just learn it from a limud. And if so, why wouldn't we say the same B'negei Hekesh? And Zok Rashi V'chol Hekesh Shuzeir Shava Mufna Hareu Kum Mefurish B'Mikra V'Oichim Emenu Lufish Leinitin Lamidrash Me'atzmai Al Mekavachim Meshadun Don Kavachim Me'atzmai Af Ablish Leikilun Rabbi Ein Oichim Emenu Kedalfinu Makris. And keep in mind that although Rashi states that both the Hekesh and Zeir Shava are Leinitin Lamidrash Me'atzmai and is a requirement to have a Kabbalah from your Rabbeim, however, in other places Rashi only says this din, B'negei Gzeir Shava, and not B'negei Geir Hekish, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Taisis Diva Maskal, Afur Tsech, Nitin Latzil Benafshoi, and Taisis Es, Ben Taima, that why does our Gemara state that we learned it in of Matzil Isu Benafshoi, Benegea, someone that's about to kill their friend from a Hekish from Naim Rasa, if Lachir, we saw the Bryce and Afayin Bez and Abez, Benegea, Bob Machteres, where the Pasuk stated in Machteres, he Motse Aganev, the Hook of Amaze, Ain Loy Domim, and the Gemara Dashin, the Hook of Bechal Adam, that anyone could kill him, and it's not only the owner of the home that has a right to kill this person. And Taisis answers Vishlema, the Hasim Rishus, that over there we only see that he has a right to do so, but it's not necessarily a chiyuv. Vashmin and Kra, the Inlay Domim, and that pasuk teaches us that he's not going to be Mechuy Misa if he kills him. Avalhaka Kamashmon, the Chayv Lahatzel, but our Hekesh teaches us that not only is it a Rishus, but it's actually a Chayv for Levi to kill Ruvain in order to make sure that Ruvain doesn't kill Shimon. And also the Gemara just stated, Ma Naim Rasa Nitin Latzilah bin Afshai, after it's Ech Nitin Latzilah bin Afshai. And let's remember our Mishnah stated Ve'elu Hin Shematzilah Eson bin Afshon, and Rashi stated Ve'elu Shematzilah Eson bin Avera, and Ayin Taisis Diva Maschel Latzilah bin Afshai, Mashmais Haloshin Shematzilah Nirdev bin Afshish Redev, that the Pashas is that the Loshin Latzilah bin Afshai is teaching us that if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, then you let us save Shimon by killing Reuven, and the word Latzilah is going on Shimon. However, Taisis states Avaloy Tachel and Farish came Beredev Achachabehim Ochriyetzava, and therefore Taisis explains Lefikach Nir Lefarish, the Metzilas Ha'odom and Avera bin Nafshi Shel Atzmai. We now understand why Rashi and our Mishnah stated Ve'edlu Shematzila Isim Min Avera, as at the end of the Mishnah, when we talk about Redev Achabehima and Mechal Shishabis, or Eva Evidisichavim, we are not saving a third party, as there's no third party that's going to be damaged. And even so, the Mishnah uses a term of Emetzila Isim Bin Afshan, so it's Muchach that the word Isan is referring to Ruvain, and the Rashi tells us that we should save Ruvain from Avera, and the Sefer tells us that you have no right to save Ruvain from this Avera. However, Taisa continues, Avakosher Minayim Rasa, the Kama Shinitan Latzila bin Afshai, and certainly over there, the Lashon Latzila is going on the Naim Rasa, and since we're talking about a scenario where the Naim Rasa was an Anusa, so certainly not saving the Naim Rasa from the Avera, and therefore it would be Tzarech Bia how to explain these words, Benegei and Naim Rasa, but Ayin Rashi in Asuga, where Rashi states, Ma Naim Rasa Nitan Latzila bin Avera bin Afshai, and we see that even regarding Naim Rasa, Rashi types the word Latzila min Avera Ayin Sham b'tzarech biyar. And our Gemara now continues v'nayim rasa gufa minolon, that we just made a hekesh that ma nayim rasa nitin latzila ben afshoi after tzeach nitin latzila ben afshoi. But how do we know that nayim rasa is nitin latzila ben afshoi? And the Gemara states k'tan v'ira b'shmal, the tan v'ira b'shmal ve'im mashiyala, that the pasuk states ki basada mitzaa tzaaka nayim rasa ve'im mashiyala, and it's muchach hayesh mashiyala, that if there was someone there that could have saved her, then b'chol davar shiyachal eshia, then he could do so in any way possible, and he could use any means necessary in order to save her, and he could even kill the person that's running after her. And Ayin Rashi bin Kama Imashia Michlal de Bayachua. And before we continue, let's keep in mind that's a bit tzarech biyar, as the Gemara started off with a brisa, where the brisa stated Minayin L'Reid V'Achavei L'Hagah Shenit L'Atzil Ben Afshai, and we said it's based on a pasuk L'Sama D'Amriyecha, and then based on a question. So then we stated it's based on Hekish. However, it's still shver, as L'Maisa the brisa told us that it's based on a pasuk L'Sama D'Amriyecha. And the Gemara continued, Gufo, we previously brought a brisa that stated, Minayin l'reis chaveru shu tevea binar, oi chaya garasai, oi listen bayin love, shu chayav latzilai, tamalim l'isam al damrecha. And the Gemara now is, v'ha mehocha nafka, mehosam nafka, that how do you say that we learned this from the pasuk l'isam al damrecha, if l'maisa we learn it from somewhere else? As the brisa teaches us, avedas gufo minayin, that although we know that there's a chiyuv for someone to return someone's aveda, but how do we know that there's even a chiyuv to return his own body to him? And as Rashi states, avedas gufo kugoy nitpa binar, minayin shatu mitzuva ala shavasai, Tamalayma, so the pasuk bin Negei Hashavas Aveda tells us, Vim loy kar v'chicha ilecha v'lo yedata v'asafti l'tech b'secha v'hoyim cha adrei shachicha yisai v'hashiv v'yisai loy. As Rashi states, Kroy yisairuhu l'midresh hashiv es gufu l'atzmai, they should even return his own body to himself. And therefore, if someone's tevea binar or chaya gai rasai or listen b'yin love, then we don't need the pasuk l'isam alay dam reecha, as we learn from v'hashiv v'yisai loy. And ayin tesis divu maskal tamalayim v'hashiv v'yisai loy hachim mukulay l'avidus gufai u'perakshin yibam mitzia mukula Yachel Egel Agolim, as you shouldn't feed them too well, as otherwise you'll deplete Aveda. And Taisa states, Hasan Darish Vashivaisai, that both words are extra, and over there we're dashing from Vashivaisai, and Vahacha Loyasera, and our Sugya we're dashing from the word Loy. And Ayn Yad Ramah, who states, Midhavale Lemichta Vashivaisa Loy, Beloy Vav, and the Shunta state Vashivaisai, Vanoya Dana, Da Veda, Da Ariba Kol El Kama Vashivaisai Lomli, and why does it say Vashivaisai the Midrash Bein Nami Lavedes Gufay Klima Vahoshev as Gufay Loi, that you should return him to himself? And the Gemara answers, Ime Hosam Hav Mina Hanimina Benashe, that if we would only have Liman of Vashivaisai Loi, then one may think that the only time that the Chiv and responsibility to save your friend is only if you're going to do so by yourself and it won't cost you any money. However, Avo Mitrach Umega Guri Eim Loi, but if you have to go and hire someone in order to save someone, so maybe you would not have that chiyuv. Mashmalon, and therefore we have the extra pasuk of Leisam and Al Damriecha to tell us that you even mechuyev to go and hire someone in order to save your friend. And Ayin Yad Ramah, who points out that although you have a chiyuv to go and hire someone, but the only chiyuv is to be matriach and to hire someone, but ultimately once you save the person, then you are able to go to the person that you saved and you're able to get reimbursed for any money that you spent. And Ayin Rashi, that the limud from Leisam and Al Damriecha is Leisamal Atzmacha Mashma, Elachoyz Al Kol Tzodin, Leyeva Damriecha, and the Gemara continues and brings a Braisa. And as we previously mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that although our Mishnah only brought three examples, but certainly any time that someone's running after someone in order to be Mizana with an Erva, which is a Chi of Mises Bezin or a Chi of Krisis, then the same din would apply, and it's Nitin Latzilim Benafshan. And as our Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Echra Redev Achavei Lahogoy, Echra Zachov, Echra Naim Rasa, Echra Chayvi Mises Bezin, Echra Chayvi Krisis, and Smash from Harashi, there's Gurus Punk Vakat, Echra Chayvi Krisis, Echra Chayvi Mises Bezin, and as we will see, the limud for Chayvi Krisis is prior to Chayvi Mises Bezin, and all these cases, Matzil Naisu Benafshan, may let us save this person from doing this Avera, and you could even kill him. And Rashi immediately points out that when the Braisa stated Chayvi Krisis, Chayvi Mises Bezin, the Rais Kama, this is specifically talking about an Avera of a Rais, the Ika Avera Pagam, as in those cases, there's Avera as well as Pagam. And the Tanama Mishnah also agrees to this Braisa, Midlay Karmin and Stoma Stoma, as we see that the Gemara doesn't ask anything from our Mishnah on this Braisa, but Tana Hani, Vuhadin al Chalarayas, and although in our Mishnah we only mention Redev Acha Zacha of Acha Naim Rasa, the Mishnah only mentioned two, certainly the same didn't apply, Benigia, any other Arayas, the Achi of Mises Bezin or Achi of Croesus. However, our Braisa now continues, Almona le Kain Gadol, Gushav Chalutz le Kain Hedit, if a Kain Gadol is running after Almona, or a Kain Hedit is running after Gusha Chalutza, where the Issa to the Kohen Gadol and to the Kohen Hedit is only an Issa Lav and not a Chi of Mises Bezin or a Chi of Krisis, then Imatzil Issan Ben Afshai and some Agurus Imatzil Issa Ben Afshai. And Ayin Rashi, the Maskal Almanol Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Redev Almanol Insa, Afal Pishiation Pagam, the Kamashul Chalola, Imatzil Issa Ben Afshai, Kidim and Farish Lakamon, the Chaibi Lavim, Aini Tonal Hatzil Ben Afsham. The Brisa continues, Nebda Bavera, if Ruvain is running after Rachel, it was Navira that was previously done with Rachel, and this is not the first time that she was being Nensa, so then Imatzil Isa Ben Afshai, and as Rashi states, Nevda Bavir Kvar Imatzilin, Da Ifkin Malah, as she already had this Pagam, the crop Gimakopid, Midigoli Bahani, Vale Bavir Zacharis, since the Torah only specifies this din, Benegir Naim Rasa, and therefore we see that the Torah only said that Nitin Latzila Ben Afshai in a case where it is the first time that she was Nifkam, and otherwise there's no din of Nitin Latzila Ben Afshai. The Bryson now tells us, Yesh LeMashiach, Eimetzil Issa Ben Afshai, that if there's a way to save this woman without killing the one that's running after her, or she has a way to save herself without having to resort to killing him, then you can't go and kill this person. And Ayin Rashi, that we learned this based on the fact that the Pasuk states, Ve'im Mashiach La, and it's Mashma, that if there is any other way that she can be saved, then you can't just kill the person that's running after her. And finally, the Bryson teaches us, Rabbi Huda Ime, Afaymeris, Nichol Leishle Agena, and Rabbi Huda teaches us that let's say Reuven is running after Rachel and is trying to be mezana with her, and Rachel calls out to Levi that is trying to come to save her, that you should not come and try to save me, as I'm scared that he's going to kill me, and therefore I would rather that you stay back and let him be ma'anis me, so Levi would no longer have a right to go and try to kill Reuven. And as Rashi states, Ha'imeres l'matzila reit fin achrov, henichu loy va'al terdavu achrov, shle argena koinim shatisigu, so afal pi danusuhi umiyura hidika amra, e matzila isa, v'taimim farash l'kamaran. The Gemara will continue and bring Makarius for all these dinim, as Minarni Mili, as how do we know these dinim, as Amr Kra, as the Pasuk states, Ulanar le Sasadava, Ein le Naira chet mavis, and le Maisa, the word Naira is written Chasar, and therefore from the Ksiv we learn out, Nar Zeh Zacha, that refers to Mishkav Zacha, and if Reuven is running after Shimon in order to be Mizana and do Mishkav Zacha with him, then you could kill Reuven. From the Kri of Naira, we learn out, Zunayim Rasa, and then the Pasuk states, Chet, Elu Chai V'Krisais, this refers to Chai V'Krisais, and Mavas, Elu Chai V'Mises Bezin, and this refers refers to any Mises Bezdin, and since these two words of Chet and Moves are only learned out from the Pasha of Naim Rasa, therefore the din is that it only applies to any Chayvi Krisis or any Chayvi Mises Bezdin that's relevant to Arayis, but there is no din of Nitin Latzila Ben Afshai by any other Chayvi Krisis or any other Chayvi Mises Bezdin aside for Reuven running after Shimon in order to kill him, as we learned that from Hekish from Naim Rasa. And our Gemara now asks, Kol Hani Lomli, that why do we need all of these Limudim? And the Gemara explains, Trichi, the Ikas Rachman and Nair, Meshum Lav Urchei, as if the Torah would only teach us the Din, but the Gei Mishkav Zacha, then we would say that that's a complete embarrassment to someone, as Mishkav Zacha is Lav Urchei, as not normal for a person to do, and therefore we may think that the Torah says that Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai, Avon Naira De Urcha Imuloi, but even though you're being Pagan the Nair Rasa, but ultimately it's still the Urchei, as it's a normal way to have Bia, and maybe the Torah would not tell us that Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai, and therefore the Torah had to teach us that the Din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai applies even by a Naira, and the Ikas Rachman Naira Mishim to Kapagamala, and if we would only write the word Naira, then we would say the Torah states that this is a terrible Avera, as the Maisi being Pagum her, as a husband will not have the same Avivar, since she already had Bia, and she's no longer Basula, and as Rashi states, Benegea Mishka Zacha, Dalav Urchili Boil, the Ike Bezoyan Ubashis Godal, and Benegea Naim Rasa, Pagamla, the Basulim, Umagana Albaila, however, Avon Nair, the Loika Pagamlai, Emaloi, but Benegea Nair, we although there's a great Busha, but ultimately there's no Pagam, as he's not losing his Basulim, so maybe the Din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai would not apply, that's why we need both Limudim, one for Nair and one for Naira, and the Gemara continues, Ikas Rachmana Hani, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Mabez, Mishum the Hailav Ocheu, that if the Torah would only teach us the limudim of Nair and Naira, so we would say that the din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai only applies by Mishkav Zacha and to Nairim Rasa, as Benegei Mishkav Zacha is Lav Ochei, and Benegei Nairim Rasa he's being Pagum her, and therefore the Avir is so terrible, so we say Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai, Aval Shar Rayas to Chayu, Veloi Nafish Pagumayu, Emaloi, but Benegei other Rayas, where it's a male and female, and therefore it's Urchei, and it's also not a great Pagam, as the Maisa that woman could be a Ba'ula, a Maloi, maybe the din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai would not apply, and that's why the Torah tells us the extra word Chet, in order to tell us that this did applies to any Chayvi Krises, we may think that this applies even to Chayvi Lavin, and as long as it's any Chet, and therefore the Torah tells us the word Maves, in order to teach us that the only way that you're going to have a din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai is only when there's a Chiyu Mis involved, and the din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai doesn't apply to Chayvi Lavin, and as the Brisa previously stated, Alman al Kain Gadol Gush v'Chlutz al Kain Hedit a Mitzilin Eisim Ben Afshai. And the Gemara continues, V'ikas Rachmana Maves have mina Chayvi Mises Bezdin in Chayvi Krisis Lai. And if we would write the word Maves, then one may have thought that the only time the Torah tells us Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai is when one is running after someone that is a Chayvi Mises Bezdin, and we see that Aver is so chomer that it's even a Chayvi Mises Bezdin. However, if someone's running after someone with his only a Chayvi of Karis, maybe the Torah would not tell us that is the din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai, and therefore Kasrachman Achet, so the Torah is Mechadish, that this din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai applies even where their Rais is only a Chiv of Kares. The Gemara continues, V'lichta Rachman Achet and Maves, V'loi Boi Nair B'Naira, the Lechur, the Torah only had to write the words of Chet and Maves, B'negei and Naim Rasa, and then we'll be able to learn that the din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai applies to any Erva where it's either a Chiv of Mises Bezin or a Chiv of Krisis, and that will include Mishkav Zacha as well as Naim Rasa. And the Gemara answers, Ina Chanami, that really from the words Chet and Maves, we can actually learn the Limud that Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai on any Arayas with a Chiyu Mises Bezin or a Chiyu Krisis, Vela Nair Nair Lomli, and if so, why did the Torah write the word Nair Chasa? Therefore, there's a Ksiv Nair and there's a Kri of Naira. And the Gemara responds, Chad Lamute, Avedis Chavim, that one Limud teaches us that if Reuven is about to perform Avedis Ara, then there's no din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai. And as Rashi points out, that even though the Pasuk of Chet and Maves is stated by Negei and Naim Rasa, and therefore it seems to be only relevant to Erva, however, a bit later, the Gemara will say that there would be a Habmina that we should learn that the Din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai should apply even by Negei or Avedis Chavim based on the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we need one of these words to be Mayed Avedis Chavim that the Din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai doesn't apply, and V'chad L'mutu Behim of Shabbos, and one of these terms, continue Mayed, that the Din of Nitin Latzilu Ben Afshai doesn't apply if someone's running after the behema to be revered a behema, and also doesn't apply if someone's about to be Mechal Shabbos. And Rashi explains that certainly we understand why we would have to be as it's similar to a case of rayas, and therefore we think that nitin latzila benafshai kamashmalo, and the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to behema, as when Reuven is running after behema to be revered to behema, there's no other party that he's hurting and harming, and therefore the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply. And Rashi continues that although our Gemara seemed to say that we need a mirror pedigay Shabbos and to teach us that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to Shabbos, but zok Rashi v'Shabbos kadi nakte ba'agav gora aydi d'tham masisin. And since we mentioned our Mishnah, miyukra loy boilamutei, but we really don't need a pasuk in order to be mayit, the kiyum da meita v'zichovim mehechetesi Shabbos, and since we already said that one of these limudim are coming to tell us that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to avodah zarah, then certainly it wouldn't apply to Shabbos, as even though a bit later in the Gemara we will see that there's a man that Omer holds that the din of nitin latzila benafshai even applies where someone's about to be mechal Shabbos, but that is only because he has limud based on avodah zarah, and as Rashi states, and this is based on the Shita Rav Shimon. And certainly, since our Mishnah doesn't hold like this Memra, and certainly we hold that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to avodah zarah, then certainly it doesn't apply to Shabbos either, and there's no requirement for a limud. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that certainly up until this point, we're going like our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, avar reid of achav behema, avar mechal shabbos, and va'oiver avodah zichovim, im metzil oisem benafshon. However, our Gemara will now continue and bring two different shitais of two different tanoim, that one will hold that if someone's about to be oiver avodah zichovim, then it's nitin latzila benafshai, and the other will hold that not only is nitin latzila benafshai b'negei avodah zarah, but it's even nitin latzila benafshai if Reuven's about to be mechal shabbos. The Gemara continues that we just stated that from the word naira naira we learn out lemute avodah zichovim and lemute behim of shabbos, and the Gemara therefore is Rav Shimon bar Yochai the Oma oiver avodah zichovim nitin latzila benafshai lomli, that according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai that we will see on daf ayin dalar and aleph, that learns that even if someone's about to serve avodah zarah, that is a din of nitin latzila benafshai, and he will learn this based on a kal v'chaima. So why would we have these extra two words? And the Gemara states chad lemute behima v'chad lemute shabbos, that in a chenami according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai we need one limud to teach us that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to behema, even though it has a connection to arayis. And in addition, since Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that the din of nitin latzila benafshai applies to oiver avodah zichovim, so one may think that we should also learn from the din of oiver avodah zichovim to the din of Shabbos. And if Reuven is about to be mechal Shabbos, then maybe it's nitin latzila benafshai and Levi could kill Reuven. So kamashmalon that we have another limud to teach us that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply to the issa of Shabbos. And as the Gemara states, that one may have thought that we should learn that if Reuven is about to be mechal Shabbos, then it should be nitin latzila benafshai based on gzeir shava from the word chilul, as it states the word chilul benegei Shabbos, as the pasuk states in Pasha Vayakel mechal lev meisumas, and benegei avodah zarah the pasuk also uses lashon chilul. And as the Gemara will bring down on daf ayin dalam and aleph from the pasuk of mizarecha leisitin lahav lemoilech v'leisachal l'shem alakecha ani Hashem, and therefore one may think that since Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that if someone's about to be oiver avodah zarah, that's nitin latzila benafshai, so the same din would apply if someone's about to be mechal Shabbos, and therefore we have the extra limud of either naira or naira in order to teach us that the din of nitin latzila benafshai doesn't apply legabi chilul Shabbos. Gemara now continues. Rav Elazar bar Shimon the Omar mechal Shabbos nitin latzila benafshai the asa Shabbos mechilul chilul avodah zichovim ma'ikal meima. The lemaiser Rav Elazar bar Shimon argues Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and he holds that not only is the din of nitin latzila benafshai by all arayas and b'negei avodah zarah, but it also applies b'negei chilul Shabbos. And if Reuven's about to be mechal Shabbos, then Levi could go and kill Reuven based on a limud of chilul chilul from avodah zarah, as we will learn on daf ayin dalid. And if so, why do we need the limud of naira naira, and what is it coming to teach us? And the Gemara states chad miyut limud to behema, that one of the limudim of naira naira comes to mayit the din of behema, that even though it's one of arayas, but it's still not relevant to another party, and therefore it's not included in the din of nitin latzila benafshai. Ve'idach ayid kasser achmon nair kasser naim naira, and in a chenami we don't learn anything out of that second word and out of the second term naira. And ayin Rashi ayid the kasev nair lahavi says zocher, and therefore kasev naira. So certainly the kri of that word would be naira. Klima kepashtet akra da kochei naira karina bay, as certainly we have to read it as naira. Da be naira mishtari ul naira leisasadava. And lechayer when Rashi states that the pasuk had to write nair lahavi says zocher, so certainly we just saw that really the Gemara felt that we didn't have to write the word nair in order to include mishkav zocher, as we would know that the din of Nitin Latzila B'Nashoy applies to Mishkav Zocha based on the fact that the Pasuk states Ched Mavas, and L'Chayu Rashi means to say that from the word Nar, we would learn that the Din of Nitin Latzila B'Nashoy doesn't apply where Reuven is running after Behemah to be Mizana with a Behemah, as the Gemara just stated. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa that we saw on Daf Ayin Gimel Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Ime Afay Meres Hanichu Loi Shlei Argeno. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that the Din of Nitin Latzila B'Nashoy doesn't apply where the girl herself says that I don't want you to kill him as I'm scared that he's going to kill me. And it's clear from this Braisa that although Rabbi Yehuda stated this, but the Tanakhama is Chilk on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara asks, but Maika Mifli, what is the Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda based on? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rava, the Machpedes al Pigama, Omnichasi Shle Agena, that Rava says that the case is where she is Machped and she really doesn't want him to be Mizana with her, and she's Machped on Pigam. However, she tells Levi not to kill Reuven as she wants to make sure that Reuven doesn't kill her, and therefore she's allowing Reuven to be Manasa, as Rabbanan Savri, a Pigma Kap Rachmana, that the Rabbanan hold that the Torah is Machped on the Pigam, and Vare Machbedes al Pigma, and Lemaisa, she's telling us clearly that she is Machped on the Pigam, and therefore it's still Nitin Latzila Benashai. However, Rabbi Huda argues on the Tanakama as Haidakam Rachmana Katle, as the reason why the Torah says that we should kill the person that's running after Nairim Rasa is Mishum de Masa Nafshaluktala, is because we're concerned that potentially Rachel will give up her life in order to make sure that Reuven won't be Ma'anasa, and Halay Masa Nafshaluktala. But this woman specifically said that I'm allowing Reuven to be Ma'anas me as I don't want him to kill me, and therefore, since there's no Chashash that Rachel will be killed, therefore, Rabbi Huda holds that the din of Nitin Latzila B'Nashoy doesn't apply. And Ayin Rashi, do you ask about Machpedes al Pigma, the Ibe She'ina Machpedes, and certainly if this girl doesn't care about a Pagam, then certainly the Rabbanah would not say that we should kill him in order to make sure that he doesn't do this Avera, as this is not more Chomer than the Issa of Avedi Zara and Shabbos, where we stated that the din of Nitin Latzila B'Nashoy doesn't apply. And Ayin Rashi, do you ask about the Masa Nafshal Tola, as Rashi is bothered that Lemaisa she's an Oinis, and Lemaisa she's Kaka Ilam, and why would it be that she would be Masa Nafshal Tola? And Zak Rashi, she is Snuay, she Mason Atzman Lamavis, she Agena Vele Tiboloi, and therefore, Va'amr Tira, Hitzel Doma Bedomai, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues and asks that Lachira Rava just explained that the Svar of the Rabbanan is that the Torah is Machbed on a Pagam, and that's why we stated Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay. And the Gemara asks, Amr Apapla Baya, there are Papa now asks Abaya, that Lachira Amisha taught us that the din of Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay doesn't apply by Chayvi Lavin, and Lachira, if it is based on a din of Pagam, Salmanal Kain Gadol Nami Kapagam La, then in that case, although it's only Chayvi Lavin, but the Maisa she will become a Chalala, and if so, we should say that Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Sabai responds for a Papa, a Pigma Rabba Kaprachmana, a Pigma Zuta Le Kaprachmana, that although it's true that according to Rabbanan, although we are not Choshish, that the woman will give herself over the Misa, and even so, the Torah teaches us that Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay, in order to make sure that she doesn't have a Pagam, but the Torah is only concerned about Pigma Rabba and not Pigma Zuta, and Rashi states, a Pigma Rabba could go in a Rias decreases, Shei Chamures, Vahavi Chapasim Ruba, Shavlab Mamza, Vinasa Zaina Bibilasa, Avakain Godo Ba Mono, in Nasa Zaina El Chalola, and therefore, even according to Rabbanon, that a Chayish Lepagam, the din of Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay, would not apply to Pigma Zuta. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Braisa, the Chait Elu Chayvi Krisis, that from the word Chait that states in the Pasuk of Enla Naira Chait Mavis, we learned that if Reuven is running after one of the Arias, where the Chiv would be Karis, then it's Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay. And the Gemara is that if the din is that if someone's running after a woman that he's Chayv Karis for, then the din would be that Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay, then Lechira, the din of Kamal Rabne would apply to such an action. And if so, the Gemara asks a question, Verminu, then let us ask a question from the Mishnah Mesechlis Ksubis on Daf Chav Tassim and Aleph. And the Mishnah states, Ve'ilu Nairus, Sheishlam Knas, and these are the Nairus that if someone's Mizana with them and Ma'anis them, that there would be a Chiv of Knas. And the Mishnah states, Habala Chesai, that if Reuven is Mizana with his sister Rachel, then even though Reuven is Chayiv Kares, but the Chiv of Knas would still apply. Now, certainly, if the only Chiv to Reuven is Kares, then certainly the Din of Knas should apply, and the Din of Kamen Leib Ramne doesn't apply, as Lemaisa, the Din of Kamen Ramne only applies with someone's Chayiv Mises Bezdin, and it doesn't apply to someone that is only Chayiv Kares. However, since our Braisa just taught us that if Reuven is Mizana with the Chayiv Krises, that it's Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay, and at that moment he's really Chayiv Misa, so the Din of Kamen Leib Ramne should apply. And Rashi points out, for Afaga And even though Reuven was not killed, and he actually went through the Maisa, and he was Mizana with Rachel, and no one saved Rachel and killed Reuven, but the Maisa, he'd still be Potomac Teshlumen, Kedekai Melon, Bechol Chai Vimises Bezen Shagin, then Laf Golom, in the Tonda Vechiskia, Ma Maka Behemo, Lech Laktova, Ben Shagin Lemazid, Af Maka Adam, Lech Taklubai, Ben Shagin Lemazid, and therefore it didn't come to Rabbinate would apply, and why would Reuven, who was Ma'anis, his sister Rachel, be Chayiv to pay a Knas? And before we continue with the Gemara's Terutim, let us see the beginning of that Rashi in Dibur Maschal Bolachesai, and Rashi explains that the Chiddush of the Mishnah in Masechtas Ksubas is that even though the Torah teaches us that there are two dinim that are relevant to someone that's ma'anis, a girl that's a naira, and the Torah teaches us that number one you have to pay a knas, and number two v'loisi l'isha, and l'maisa certainly Reuven would not be able to marry his sister Rachel, and therefore the second part of the inish of being ma'anis a woman doesn't apply. But Zok Rashi claim afilu Bolachesai v'leikarina v'loisi l'isha, and afilu hachi, and even so, the chiddush of the Torah is that he's still going to be chayiv to pay a knas, as Karina above in Nosan Isha Sheikhimimah, this Rabbi Mikroi Biksubis, the Avagav, the Chayiv Karis, Loy Mifta Miteshlumin, Vinitan Latzil bin Afshoi, Amai Mishalem, Hari Misa Viteshlumin, Yeshkan, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara will now continue and bring five different Terutim as to how to explain why we don't say the Klal of Kamlid Rabne in a case where Ruin was Ma'anis' sister. Number one, Amru Rabbanan Kamid Rab Chista, Rabbanan said the following Terutz in front of Rab Chista, that the din of Kamlid Rabne doesn't apply in this case, as Mishas Ha'ara, the Pagama, if the law Miktala, Mimayna Le Mishalim, Agma Abia. Although certainly when Reuven was running after Rachel, who was his sister, and he wanted to be a Mizana with her, there was a din of Nitlatzila bin Afshai, and he was Chayiv Misa, but that is only up to the point that he did Ha'ara with her. And as the Gemara will explain, Ha'ara refers to the Shika of the Eva of a man with Isa Makam of an Isha. And once Reuven already did Ha'ara with his sister Rachel, then the din of Nitlatzila bin Afshai doesn't apply any longer, and the only time that Reuven is chayav to pay a knas is only when he had a gmabia with her and he broke her basulim, and certainly at that time there was no chiyav misa, and therefore the din of kamlid rabne doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, b'shas ha'ara karli nivla v'apikim v'miksas v'shuv ematzin la'isa migmabia b'nafshay v'knasa loy mechayve el meshum gmabia shuhu meitzi basula v'hai gmabia lav dafka bias hamirik shumazria. And certainly when Agamar mentions gmabia, is not referring when he's meitzi zera the kra a basulim kapid d'chsev nair basula asher lo yirasa elu gmabia d'hacha. And when Agamar speaks about gmabia hachnas satarihi, it's referring to hachnas satara. However, the Gemara now responds hanich l'manda oma ha'ara zu neshika, that this teretz would work out very well according to the manda oma that ha'ara is the shika, and just by having the eva of the man touch oisei mokim of the isha, that is already pegim her, and that is already considered bia b'miksas, and after that point the din of nitin latzila b'nafshay doesn't apply. However, the Gemara is el manda oma ha'ara zu achnas ha'tara ma'ik l'mema, but according to the manda oma that ha'ara is actually the point of achnas ha'tara, which is actually the same time when Reuven is breaking her basulim. So certainly up until this point, the din of nitin latzila b'nafshay applies, and if so, l'chayr the din of kamlid rabne would apply, and if so, how could it be that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas teaches us that if Reuven is ma'anis his sister Rachel, that Reuven will be chayiv to pay a knas? And the Gemara continues that because of this question, Elam Rav Chista, and therefore Rav Chista explains, Kagoyin Shabal Lea Shalei Kedaka, V'chazu Bal Lea Kedaka, the Enoch Hanami, if Reuven was running after his sister that was a Besula and never had any Bia, then certainly the Din of Kamlid Rabne would apply, and certainly he would not be chayiv to pay a knas. But the case of the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas is talking about a woman who was already Nivala Shalei Kedaka, and either that Bia Shalei Kedaka happened from a brother, or it happened from another man, but she's still a Besula, and Lemaisa, since she had some sort of a Bia, and even though it wasn't Kedaka, and she's still a Besula, but you can't say that at this point someone's being Pegamar, and therefore the Din of Nitin Latzila B'Nafshay doesn't apply, and that's why the Mishnah Maseches Ksubas teaches us that in this specific case, if Reuven is Ma'anis, his sister Rachel, and either he's Bar Leha Kedaka, or even Shalei Kedaka, then he'll be Chayiv to pay her Knas, and the Din of Kamlid Rabne would not apply. And the Gemara now continues with another way to understand the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas, as Rava Omar, Rava says, B'minchas Shalei Agena V'Rabbi Yehudahi, that in the Chanami, the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas is specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven's running after Rachel in order to be Mizana with her, and Rachel says not to kill Reuven, and as we saw in the Brisa on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in that case, it's not neat Mikin Latzila Benafshai, and since at this point no one could kill Reuven, so ultimately when Reuven is Ma'anis his sister Rachel, Lemaisa, the Din of Kalman Rabbani doesn't apply, and therefore he is Chayiv to pay a Knas. And we continue on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, and the Gemara states, Rapapa Oma B'mefuta V'divrei HaKol, Rapapa says that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis is specifically talking about a case where Reuven seduced his sister, and she was a Mefuta, and Reuven was not Ma'anis her, and certainly in that case, even those that argue with Rabbi Yehuda would agree that certainly there would be no din of Nitin Latzila B'nafsha, and therefore the din of Kalman Rabbani doesn't apply, and that's why the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis tells us that Reuven is Mefata his sister, that Reuven is Chayiv to pay Knas. And finally, the Gemara brings another teretz, Abaye Omar, B'yochel Hatzilim B'ech Me'evarav, that the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis is specifically talking about a case where when Reuven is running after Rachel to be Ma'anisar, it was possible to save Rachel by only hurting Reuven and not by killing him. And Zokra Abaye, Rabbi Yenis Menshali, and the Mishnah is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yenis Menshal, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yenis Menshal Omar, Reidav Sheyeh, Reidav Achaveir Lahargai, B'yochel Hatzilim B'ech Me'evarav, V'lo Hitzel Nergalav, that if Reuven is running after Shimon in order to kill him, and Levi has the possibility of saving Shimon by being Kateh Ragloi and by just hurting Reuven, and instead Levi goes and kills Reuven, then Levi will be Chayiv. And therefore, in the Mishnah Maseches Ksubis, since it's possible to save Rachel by hurting Reuven, certainly it's not Nitin Latzila B'Nafshai, and therefore the Din of Kavanah Rabbanei doesn't apply. And that's why, in that specific case, if Reuven ultimately is Ma'anis, his sister Rachel, then he's still going to have to pay her Knas of 50 Shkolim, and we will stop over here.